toll-free at 855-453s. We launch into the second hour of the program. The number is, again, 855-453. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark. Coming up, Supreme Court case makes a decision that might actually be a good one. Julia is going to toss a little bit more about that. And, of course, we talked a lot about Black Friday on Black Friday because Free Talk Live is live every single day of the week. We don't miss a day. We don't take time off for holidays. I don't remember the last holiday that we actually did have to take time off for. It's been a few years since that's happened. So we've done a pretty good job at going 365 days a year for quite a while now. And apparently CNN's reporting, WeeklyStandard.com has a story that a record 247 million shoppers visited stores and websites in the post-Thanksgiving Black Friday weekend. That's almost every American. Went shopping this weekend.
Well, I did.
I did Sunday night. It wasn't like a Black Friday motivated thing. I went to go pick up a few things from Walmart late Sunday night.
Well, they're talking about when you got a family, you buy something all the time. But they're talking about shopping online too.
Are they talking about shopping online? No. Oh, yeah, visited stores and websites.
The numbers that I've heard were included shopping online, and today is supposed to add another, several million something or others.
Today being Cyber Monday, as it is called. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting. So let's go to the Supreme Court.
I hear that, before we go, I hear the economy is popping back.
They always say that,
the consumer confidence, the highest it's been in like 5 years, and that's kind of something.
Well, there's the media's narrative out there for the last, year or so? 2 years? How long has it been now? The narrative has been, hey, everything's coming back. Boy, it's looking great out there. Look at all these statistics.
Do you remember when they did the green shoots narrative and it fell flat on its face about 2 years ago? Green shoots. That was the claim, was that the economy was coming up and we could see green shoots.
As though things are growing.
Yes, just beginning to grow. And that thing fell flat on its face. Yeah. And, we had a lot of trouble, going forward. And now you're seeing people spend money, so I think that
but people spent money at the previous year's Black Friday.
They're spending
as
more.
Well. It's true. It is up 9%. The number of shoppers is up 9%. And
it doesn't matter what shoppers think. It matters what businesses think. But if businesses if businesses get the idea that shoppers are shopping, then they'll start spending money.
Well, there is something to be said for kind of, self-fulfilling prophecy is the term. So there's something to be said for people believing that the economy is getting better, and so therefore the economy gets better. I think there is a case to be made for that. But there's also the laws of economics, which are kind of hard to get away from, and I don't see the housing prices going up.
The laws of economics, the housing prices aren't going to go up for a long time. Housing prices were inflated.
Yeah.
Economics always has to do with what people think. It always has to do with what people think. The question is how long can you fool the people?
Okay. I guess I understand what you're saying, but there's also the fact. Okay, so when you're talking about fooling the people, there's also the issue of inflation, where the government prints out money, basically, and that makes it so prices go up because there's more money chasing the same amount of goods.
Right.
And you're just saying that that's still, presumably that's still fooling people, right?
We've all lived our whole lives with what you call with price inflation. The expectation is that will happen. There's no surprise there.
Yeah.
Obviously when
are people being fooled about that though?
I think that they're being fooled as far as they're not really. The incentives are set up against saving, so you see people not saving, but they're not really being fooled because they sort of understand how these things go.
I think that they might not be being fooled about. I'm sorry, that sentence came out wrong. So I think what they are fooled about is what is causing it. People are not really sure what causes inflation, but they understand that it's happening. Like, it's expected, but they don't know why.
Okay.
That's just my experience.
Does that mean they've been fooled about inflation? Because if you don't know what inflation really is, then haven't you been fooled about it?
Yes.
Even if you're expecting it, aren't you still misled?
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
Sure. If you don't know why it's happening, if you think that inflation is kind of like rainbows, like they just happen, then, yeah, you've been fooled. If you don't know that the reason that inflation occurs is because the Federal Reserve creates money out of thin air, then, yeah, you've been fooled in that area. But it doesn't really matter if you think that your car runs on gerbils. It doesn't really matter as long as you can make your car go. And most people can operate inside of this economy to some extent or another. There are foibles that go along.
As long as things don't hit hyperinflation, then things get really complicated, right?
That's certainly going to complicate everything.
So, and that's what I mean. Like, you know, just to say that everything's getting better, I don't know if I believe it. I mean, that's good. Good statistics are good, but housing market's not getting any better, and food isn't getting any cheaper, and gas isn't getting any cheaper. People's costs of living are going up as a result of inflation, but yet wages follow slowly behind that. So the longer inflation goes on for, and it hasn't stopped, the more behind the ball people get. We have more money that we make today as far as the amount of dollars that people take home, but they don't buy as much as they used to, and so therefore cost of living increases, and you know, it's just not catching up. The amount of money people make in relation to that is not catching up, and that puts people further and further and further behind the ball and makes it so they have to cut and cut and cut and cut and, you know, move back in with the family and things like that. There's ways people are going to deal with it in whatever way they have to deal with it, but I think that that doesn't mean that things are getting better when all those things are happening.
Generally, as a person who believes in what they call Austrian economics, or what they used to call, you know, maybe 70 or 80 years ago, economics, I tend to be a bear. Generally, you have two camps with people that believe in Austrian economics, which is bears and ultra bears. And I would say that to some extent, Ian, you fall into that ultra bear category.
What is a bear?
A bear is a person who, you know, just is skeptical.
I know the gay term for bear.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't either.
Someone who's real fuzzy, I think.
Okay, good.
Like a big fuzzy guy.
Okay. So a bear generally believes that the market is going to go badly in the near future in whatever way. So, you know, I'm pretty bearish on the economy in a long run. But I also understand...
Well, I believe in the market. I mean, I think the market...
The economy. The current economy as it is set up today with some aspects of Keynesian philosophy.
Yeah.
I'm bearish on it doing well.
Got it.
And that's the market I'm talking about. The market we have. Not the market that's theoretical that works around the market that
I
we have.
I see what you're saying.
So, yeah, I'm bearish on that, but I also understand that the people that do this stuff, that are fiddling with the market, are very good at fiddling with the market.
You mean like the Federal Reserve banker?
All the people that are involved. I mean, I understand that Americans work, and that people are have lived their whole lives in this kind of artificial economy that's been created with, you know, the inflation of the currency and a non-value-backed currency and things like that. So, therefore, they're just going to continue doing what they're going to continue doing. The ants in the ant farm don't stop working just because they're in an artificial environment. They say, well, this is where we are. We'll work.
You can shake it up and they'll get back to work.
They'll get back to work. Yep. And, Americans work. And I think that that's the wonderful thing about them. And that's one of the reasons why I believe that this economy could come back. And this will not be the beginning of a currency crisis necessarily. Or I know it's coming. It has to come. There's no way they can continue to mess with the dollar the way they have. The only world reserve currency. Frankly, the world's first world reserve currency. And this is the first time we've seen something like this. So it's interesting to look at these and see how things are going to work.
Indeed. Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, the Supreme Court has made a decision about recording the police. Is that right, Julia?
Correct.
And so I haven't heard anything about this beyond just one sentence that you told me before the show. So I'm interested in hearing what's going on with that. I, of course, was arrested recording the police in Palmer, Massachusetts, inside Palmer Town Hall. They charged me with disorderly conduct. I actually got a call back from the Massachusetts Civil Liberties Union today. One of their interns called to ask me some basic questions about the case. So maybe that'll lead to something happening there. Keep you informed on that. 855-450-FREE. If you want to find that arrest, you can just go to freekeen.com and search Palmer, or I think copblock.org/Palmer also has it. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, bring up what you want toll free. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Enjoy the features on our site. We give them away. And those features include the listening options. We have broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You can listen around the clock at your convenience to the latest episode of Free Talk Live on any one of our three stream selections. In addition, you can listen on local radio in over 100 places
around the country. In addition to that, we've got our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard all 7 nights per week. Plus, we've got the KU Band free-to-air channel, which you can access, as well as the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about how to get tuned into Free Talk Live.
We were talking in the last segment about sort of the inevitability of sort of an upcoming economic collapse, that this economic system with the, you know, money that is based on nothing cannot continue on forever. There, you know, all these fiat currencies that have been created, largely with one glaring exception, but you know, dozens and dozens of fiat currencies have crashed and burned throughout the decades, and this one isn't going to survive forever. One of the ways to protect yourself against that is to get bitcoins. Bitcoins, gold and silver, these are the ways, it would seem to me, are the ways to protect the value that you've got. With bitcoins, you can, they're an online currency that allow you to send and receive money with without having to pay any fees. It's mathematically impossible for anyone to inflate bitcoins, for bitcoins to be counterfeited. So, you know, bitcoins are a protection in that area. So go find out about bitcoins by going to bitcoins.freetalklive.com. Again, it's bitcoins.freetalklive.com. I'll tell you next segment how to get some bitcoins.
Excellent. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So let's get into the Supreme Court piece here, Julia. You've got what is ostensibly good news for once.
Right. This is from the Huffington Post. Illinois police recording law blocked by Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday delivered another blow to a 50-year-old anti-eavesdropping law in Illinois, choosing to let stand a lower court finding that key parts of the hotly debated law run counter to constitutional protections of free speech.
It seemed just clear, like a foregone conclusion to me, that the public should be able to record public servants in on public land being paid public money while doing the public's business.
Well, apparently it's not so clear to the government employees.
No, it's certainly the police unions and the police chiefs associations. These organizations were dead set against people that are, you know, ostensibly we are the bosses of those people, and against bosses holding their employees accountable. That's what the idea was, is that we pay their paychecks and we are their bosses. So the idea that you would be able to hold these people accountable through video should, I mean, it seems like a human right to me, but no, apparently they didn't think that at all.
Well, and I worked at a bank once, and we had video cameras on us at all times, mm-hmm. mostly for our protection. Mm-hmm. They were actually pointed at the back of our heads. But this didn't make me uncomfortable because I wasn't doing any questionable deeds with the money that I was entrusted with. You know, and
right, so why are the cops uncomfortable?
Right, and when I was hired, it was sort of known, like, okay, you work at a bank, you're going to be recorded, and people are going to be watching you, and so I wouldn't have taken the job if I was uncomfortable with that. So it seems to me like if you are a police officer and you're getting a paycheck and you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't have a problem with it. It's just a part of the job. And if you're doing everything right consistently, people would probably record you less.
Probably true.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, some police officers pay the price for other police officers and their activities. But, you know, some police departments have cameras built right into police officers' badges.
I don't know if it's more than a handful. I wonder how many there
that's
are.
That's why it's some.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great idea. The problem with it is, though, that when you talk about situations of dash cams, you know, there's dash cams out there. Just about every police car has a dash cam these days.
And they conveniently get lost when the evidence is against them.
It happens all the time. And you'd think that this is a one situation where somebody's just complaining, but it happens all the time. No police department. Here's the problem. The police department is held responsible for the actions of the police officer. So they are incentivized.
But not really.
Well, yes, they are. If they get
in most cases, you know, the officers themselves, as you pointed out, are not held personally responsible.
In the times
and
that
the
they're held
are very rarely held responsible.
In the times that they're held responsible, then they're going to be held responsible for the individual police officer's actions. So therefore, they are incentivized to protect the individual police officer, even if that police officer did something wrong. They do not want to turn him over because their budgets are going to be hit.
Sure.
Who wants to be charged for somebody else's mistakes?
Yeah, and it won't look good either. I mean, police aren't always concerned about their image, but amongst the law-abiding citizenry, if the police are shown to be doing really naughty things, then that does damage their local image, and that is something that they want to avoid to some extent.
I'd want to avoid it.
Yeah. So what happened?
Civil libertarians say the ability to record helps guard against police abuse. The law's proponents, however, say it protects the privacy rights of officers and civilians. Now, that's kind of weird that it protects the... Because if a civilian is recording... You're talking about other civilians?
Yeah. Well, first of all, does it say anywhere, does it summarize what the law was proposing to do? Was it to ban all recording of all police officers in public?
It says the Illinois Eavesdropping Act enacted in 1961 makes it a felony for someone to produce an audio recording of a conversation unless all parties involved agree.
Mm-hmm.
It sets a maximum punishment of 15 years in prison if a law enforcement officer is recorded.
So they overturned the old law?
Yes.
I thought they were looking at a newer modification to it. Okay, that's interesting.
I thought so as well, but I think what might have happened, and I can look this up later,
that's
but I think
great.
What might have happened is that somebody, people were recording, so they brought this old law out that mm-hmm. hadn't been used in a while and said, oh, look, it's been on the books, and the Supreme Court came back and said, it's not okay, which is awesome.
And they're talking about the protection of individuals out there, and as far as I'm concerned, you should be free as an American citizen to go out with a camcorder and just videotape yourself walking down the street, even though you're going to look at other people.
Yes.
And so if those people are talking, you may catch bits of their conversation while they're walking along. You may, somebody's walking by and drops the F-bomb or something like that, doesn't like the way it portrays them. Well, tough. You shouldn't have been walking along a public street dropping yep. the F-bomb. I don't see the argument here. I just don't get the argument for privacy in these areas. If you want to remain private, stay on your own private property, pull your window shades, and you'll be private.
Yeah, I agree.
This is, at first blush, it seems like really good news. Every now and then, you know, the broken clock strikes right a couple times a day. They got it right this time. Some would argue that courts will throw you a bone every now and then to make you believe that the system still works.
Yeah, it sounds like a conspiracy theory to me.
Will continue
yeah.
to...
I think you're talking about a sort of mathematics here. At some point or another, statists are going to, statist judges, when confronted by the Bill of Rights, will read it and say, yes, you have the right to do with that.
There's more to the story, though, Julia, and we'll continue that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And since this is a Supreme Court ruling, I wonder if this will help in a case like our friend Ademo, who was convicted of wiretapping for recording government bureaucrats. Yeah, but there's an appeal in process.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. Of course, that was all government bureaucrats, not just police.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up what you want is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, federal crackdown on Cyber Monday. We'll tell you what they cracked down upon. It's not good. 1-855-450-FREE is the number. But there's good news out of the federal government as well, and we can get that from Julia as the Supreme Court makes the right decision, it sounds like, with the Illinois wiretapping law. But first...
Well, I told you in the last segment, I tell you how to get some bitcoins, and the easiest, fastest, safest way to get bitcoins is to go to bitinstant.com. Bitinstant.com will allow you to get bitcoins by depositing cash anonymously in real life, by depositing cash through other means that are less anonymous, by depositing cash online that's not anonymous. There's all kinds of ways to get your bitcoins. I recommend depositing at a major bank location because you can keep your anonymity there.
Are those back on the list? Because last time I looked, they'd been pulled off.
Oh, I'd have to check on that.
Yeah, they've been kind of tweaking the site, putting things on, taking things off. It was like BitInstant 2.0 recently, and then they changed it again. So last time I looked, the major bank deposits had been removed
again
from the site. Yes.
Oh.
There's a new CAPTCHA on the site, too, so... I don't know what that is.
They had added back in the deposit directly to a Bitcoin account because that was removed while they had updated. They'd been updating some behind-the-scenes guts on the site due to some sort of anti-terror legislation that somehow came to affect them, unfortunately. So they have reinstituted the option of depositing directly to a Bitcoin account. They had pulled that for like a couple weeks and. Do they have them? Are you there right
now? It doesn't look like it.
Okay.
Now, you've done it through the MoneyGram option.
Several times, yeah.
And your claim is that you don't have to give valid information through MoneyGram. Is that right?
Not that I could tell. No, I mean...
Did you?
You don't have to with the bank either. It's like when you sign up for it in BitInstant, it'll ask you what your name is, But who says you have to put your real name? You don't have to show ID or anything like that.
Let me ask you, Ian, did you use the MoneyGram option? Did you use your all your accurate information?
I used my name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, we don't have any information.
There was no way they would know. They would have known had I not.
Will you get your money if you don't?
Yes.
Yeah, it's instantaneous. Okay. I mean, it's, all they care about is whether you pay the bill. And as soon as you pay the bill,
right,
the checkout, then it's almost instantaneous, at MoneyGram at least. I know Julia has had some incident at the bank where it's taken a little longer than she expected.
That was one time, and I emailed about that, and it was some sort of just glitch that had happened. Normally it comes instant. It's within the hour. Because I've done it several times.
Yeah, and right now, if you are depositing to a Bitcoin address, they're asking for a couple of extra bits of information to make that happen on the site, date of birth and full name. But that's just something they have to collect, unfortunately, due to some anti-terror legislation. Again, there's no way they can prove who it
right.
is. It's
and when you make the deposit, you don't put your name on the deposit slip or anything
right.
like that. So,
well, unfortunately, the bank option's off the table at the moment. Whether it will be returning or not is a question we'll have to ask one of the representatives from BitInstant. And maybe, Mark, would you mind checking into that? Because I'm curious
okay.
about it. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones. We'll talk about more about the Supreme Court case here in a moment. Will is on the line in Fort Worth, Texas. Will, you're on Free Talk Live. Will?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Who, me?
You. Are you. Is your name Will?
Yeah, my name is Will. I'm from Fort Hill, Florida.
Oh.
Not Texas.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Go ahead, sir.
Well, last year, I forgot the time until I got all my paperwork together. I was a banker actually tried to kill me. After my cable was stolen, I had the internet service hooked up. And
who tried to kill you?
He tried to kill me.
Who was it?
A banker.
A banker?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
How did he try to kill you?
He tried to run me over with the truck.
And what was the circumstance?
This after my internet service was used, why without my knowledge, why I wasn't home. They had done been using my internet service for a long time.
Who had? The bank?
My landlord. See, the banker that was a banker, I didn't know he was a banker until later on, until after he hit me. But everything's being covered up like it's just an accident, but it ain't no accident. I let the officer know that the man tried to kill me.
Hmm. So right why would he try to kill you? Do you have a motive for the crime?
Yeah, he got a motive because I filed the paperwork, but nothing ain't happened.
And the paperwork was in regards to what? I'm sorry if I'm a little confused.
It was going to camouflage.
Like they used his internet connectivity or something?
It was by internet while I wasn't home.
And he was going to kill you over using the internet, or you finding out he was using the internet?
Yeah, I had told. Well, what happened is I filed a police report.
Okay.
The maintenance guy told me that, you don't know who you're messing with. You're messing with a dangerous guy. A day or so later, he ran over me. He biked over me and almost killed me. If nobody wasn't around, he would have killed me that day.
Wow, that's really scary. I mean, I don't want to minimize what had happened to you, but I'm just surprised. Why would he have done that to you over an internet connection being used?
All I know is got to be something serious behind it because I filed three police reports because my wire got stolen, first of all. Then the internet service. Then I found out later on that my wire. See, I had
your
my
wife?
ID inside my wire, like, beautiful.
Oh, your wallet. I apologize. Okay.
Yeah, got stolen out of the same property. Then I found out later on that my ID was used at the cable place to get another internet box. And somebody was claiming to be my roommate, but I didn't have no roommate.
How do you know this guy works for a bank?
Because if you look him up online, you'll see his name.
Is it the same guy, though? I mean, what's
the same guy.
What's the allegation? What is the guy's name allegedly? Now, it may you can throw any name out there. We don't know if what you're saying is the truth. So, allegedly,
it's
what is the guy's name?
His name is Michael Gorditi.
That doesn't sound like that would be a pretty common name. So, you found out. How did you find out the name of the guy that hit you in the first place?
Because he's his landlord. And then he tried to make it look like a
and he's your landlord? He owns the property and you're renting from it?
And
wow, that's crazy.
And the police warned you?
And nothing ain't happened.
And now the police. Now, wait a second. The police warned you that he was a dangerous individual, and then...
Oh, it was the maintenance guy told me that.
Oh, the maintenance guy. Okay.
Sounds like it's time to move out.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds like...
No, I don't feel better no more. After he hit me, after he tried to tell me the wheelchair now.
Thank goodness.
Behind him hitting me. I'm in the wheelchair.
How far are you away from this guy at this point?
Down the street, because my mom lived, like, you know, about 2-3 miles roughly from where you at. But I've been...
When did this happen?
This happened like a year and a half ago.
Have you had any trouble since then?
Yeah, that's why I'm calling right now. My life is in danger right now. It done made all the way to my family where he done trying to influence my family to hurt me.
He's trying to influence your family. Now, which members of your family is he trying to influence?
My sister.
And in what way is he trying to get her to hurt you?
I really don't know, because all I know that they done threatened to, you know, do stuff to me via.
Why would your sister do that, though? I mean, wouldn't she just immediately say, hey, get away from
me? She always be like, I don't know why she do that. She's been like that all her life.
She don't like you?
No, she don't like me.
Yeah. You know, what do you do in a situation like this? I mean, if you take him at his word, he's got a powerful banker who the police are looking the other way. He's running down his tenants, stealing.
Ain't just the police, it's the FBI, too.
The FBI's involved in this.
So, I'm sorry, and the guy's name's Gadidi?
Yeah, Gadidi is G-E-L-E-D-Y.
Allegedly. What do you recommend in a situation like this?
I mean, get
the hell out of town. I mean, you've got a powerful banker connected with the police department.
His story is so bizarre.
Stealing internet, stealing people's wallets, running down his tenants. I mean, this guy's out of control. It sounds like he's untouchable. I would say get the hell out of there. And
impossible for me to do, because they're trying to pick me to do it with, and they say I'm trying to insult.
Take your mom and get out of town. I wish I could give you something better than that, man, but that's all I've got. If you got some suggestions for Will.
This is the thing.
You have to call another time and tell us the thing then, Will. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Good luck out there. Man, 855-450-FREE. Do you believe it?
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA. come with a lifetime warranty and a 2-week try it free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
FreeTalkLive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact because the chat room is built in to the very same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things. It's free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. We give ours away, including the webcam and the archives and pretty much everything you find there. But if you want to help support the show, there are ways to do that. One of them is shopping. Tis the season, Cyber Monday. It's the Monday after Black Friday is the big day for all of the online sales. And I guess the reason why it's Monday is because allegedly a lot of people don't work when they're at work and they actually go shopping online.
Oh, my.
So that's one of the reasons why I think they have Cyber Monday as opposed to like the Cyber Weekend or Black Friday. So a lot of people are buying online. You can too, and you can take advantage of Cyber Monday sales over at Amazon, for instance.
I did today.
If you go through shop.freetalklive.com, you get the same great Amazon experience you're used to with the same huge selection, the great prices, free Super Saver shipping, everything you're used to with Amazon. You're just entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the profits that Amazon would normally keep for themselves. So it's a great way for you to get the stuff that you're looking for and get a great deal and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to Sean, he's in Minnesota listening to WNMT. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just listening to your last caller, and I don't know why I picked up on this, but I could be all wet, but it seemed like everybody was kind of missing why he was calling in.
Okay.
You guys were talking about wiretapping and all this other stuff. I think that's what tempted him to call in on this. It sounded to me like he's a tenant, okay, renting from whatever. It sounds like some dude has a lot of buildings or whatever. And when when he was gone, they were tapping into his internet connection. He also said his ID was stolen. And then he mentioned something about the FBI. Well, I don't know why I'm putting this all together, but it sounds almost like some dude that's involved in a bank. It's like something a little more nefarious going on, like he's stealing his tenants' internet connections and their IDs to conduct some sort of shady-type business that everybody was unaware of. That's kind of how I put it together.
It could very well be. I mean, it definitely sounded shady. Yeah. If
I didn't go after him. I mean, you know, his story sounded... I was a little skeptical of his story, but I didn't go after him because it certainly could have been true, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, right, but I mean, you guys, even on the radio, you guys were kind of talking over each other a little bit. It was kind of hard to put it together, but it sounded to me like he's figuring this out and he's somehow being gone after because he figured something out that maybe he wasn't supposed to figure out. I know it sounds all conspiratorial and stuff, but that's kind of because you put it together with what you guys were talking about and what he said. That's what I think he couldn't get his point across. That's what he was looking to do. Is that it's like something else was going on, and this dude's stealing internet or using other people's internet connections and IDs.
Apparently, running him down with a truck.
Well, yeah, however, and I'm sure it wasn't that guy. I'm sure he's got people, you know, but
well, he made it sound like it was this one guy that was doing it. And you're right, it was hard to really grasp where he was coming from. So, you know, we certainly did the best we could, and I appreciate your perspective on it. What would you do? I mean, presuming that all that is true, what would you do if you were him?
What would I do if I was him? Well, I'd get everybody and get out of Dodge, but I would also push. I'm kind of the kind of guy that would push it. You know, I'm sure he sounded African-American to me, and he was a little hard to understand, and I'm sure he's not getting a fair shake. It was me, some, middle-aged white dude from Minnesota walked in and had that same kind of story. I think somebody would listen to me and take it a little bit more seriously, perhaps, unfortunately, than him.
You know. I would agree that his accent is probably going to make it difficult for much more difficult for people to take him seriously.
Well, I mean, yeah, you being able to communicate with others and tell your story in a way that is understandable.
Well, he had a hard time getting his point across. You know, he wasn't able to articulate it. I would push it more. I'm a little more.
When you say you push it, what do you mean? Like you confront the guy?
If it was something like that was happening to me, I would press law enforcement more on it. I'd put the pressure on that to go, hey, what's going on here?
Wasn't he claiming that law enforcement was covering up for him, though?
Well, it sounded like, I don't know if it sounds like it was getting covered up or they just weren't taking him seriously. You know, it sounded like it was...
That's possible.
It could go both ways, I guess.
Yep,
but
that's certainly possible.
He sounded scared. You know,
he certainly did.
To fake that. You know?
Sorry, Julia.
You had my mic turned off.
I did, apparently.
My uncle happens to be a police officer on that force in which he lives.
Really?
Yeah. He said Fort Pierce, Florida, did
now
he not?
Now we know it's a conspiracy.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate
it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I appreciate your perspective on that. 855-450-FREE. Mike is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Ian, did you hear about the police officer that got fired in Piedmont, Oklahoma last week?
I might have. I don't know. There's a lot of cops out there, but you're right. Most of them don't get fired. What did he do?
He wrote a ticket to a mother of a 3-year-old who peed in the front yard.
Wasn't it like a $10,000 ticket or something ridiculous?
Ticket, yeah.
For what, indecent exposure?
Yeah. Urinating in public.
Public urination.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it was a 3-year-old.
But...
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's ridiculous what that officer did, but what happened was there was so much outcry from the neighborhood that the police chief felt the pressure and got rid of him. Of course, he's appealing his termination, but that's what can happen when the people just say enough is enough.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely. It does show a power in the public there. I wonder how it's going to turn out, because I think that the police union likely, I mean, if this law is on the books, then he probably acted lawfully. I don't think he used any level of discretion.
What point does it become... Now, look, everybody has to go to the bathroom. So at what point, at what age, should that arrest have been made? At what age should that ticket have been written? 7? 12?
I don't know. But
15?
You know what? It's the
35?
The neighbor that called was pretty... You know, I'd like to know who the neighbor was. I mean, the neighbors not have anything better to do than stare out their window at 3-year-olds.
Hold on.
I mean, I don't know.
This cop ticketed somebody based on the say-so of a neighbor?
Yeah, the neighbor called. The neighbor called and said that they witnessed the 3-year-old drop his pants and pee on a tree in the front yard. I mean, and you know what? Even if they did want to throw some kind of indecent exposure thing in there, everybody, I've got nephews and stuff, and if they can escape from the bathtub, they'll go streaking everywhere. I mean, what's the big deal with a 3-year-old
People are used to, should be used to seeing things like that. There's nothing titillating or sexual, you know, at, for most people at least, about a naked 3-year-old. So.
And the other thing is that at that age, they're really just learning to be potty trained and to be able to go on their own. And I think teaching kids, I don't think that peeing in public, obviously, kids peeing everywhere is necessarily an awesome thing.
It's not really sanitary.
But
if it's your front yard.
But if kids have to go, I'm not sure that punishing them is healthy.
Well, I'm trying to think of the worst place a 3-year-old could possibly drop trowel and go on the floor, and I don't think at any point a $2,500 ticket is the appropriate thing to do. If they did it in the middle of the foyer to the courthouse on the marble floor, I think what should happen is that the parents should do what they can to clean it up and instruct the child in the proper place. We don't do that inside. Come on, let's go to the bathroom.
But in the front yard, against a tree?
Absolutely.
You're going to help the grass grow a little bit there around the tree.
It's a potty training technique, as a matter of fact.
He probably saw the dog did it, figured he'd emulate.
Well, exactly.
I am amazed, first of all, that this police officer could write a ticket for indecent exposure for an act he did not witness.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I mean, I wonder how that would have held up.
Well, did your son go to the bathroom in the front yard?
Good point, yeah.
The answer is
true.
Yes, then, well, you know.
You're under arrest.
No, it was a ticket.
Well, Mark has said that a ticketing is an arrest. Mark,
this is what you get for talking to the police.
Haven't you said before that a ticket is an arrest?
A ticket is an arrest, yes.
Yeah. So that's absolutely outrageous, and no, I hadn't heard of that story, and it's good news that they fired the cop in that case. Of course, as you pointed out, he is appealing, and a lot of cases these appeals end up with firings getting overturned and then the cop being reinstated with back pay.
Oh, yeah.
For
I think that's what probably is going to happen here.
That he missed. Mike, anything else you want to share?
No, thanks for the time.
Thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
I've had that story in show prep for a couple of weeks now.
How old is too old? I mean,
it's an interesting question.
Yeah.
I mean, I find it highly inappropriate for a 35-year-old to decide to, just go and pee out in public.
But whose business is it? I mean, as long as you're not peeing on the neighbor's property, then what's the problem?
Well, if this sounds like a neighborhood with a sidewalk going by and things like that. If you're talking about a busy neighborhood and some guy,
I think
weirdo,
it would be up to the neighborhood to decide those rules, right?
Right. Okay.
And what if they decide that it's inappropriate?
Which I think a lot of people would.
Yeah, I think it's highly inappropriate.
855-453.
Ian loves naked people.
I don't see what the problem is. Everybody pees. So what's the big deal? Somebody's got to go and
everybody
somebody
poops,
in the bathroom.
But I don't want to watch it.
More coming up. Well, don't move into that neighborhood, I guess. Hour 3's next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.